10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday. It's October 22nd, 5:30. Thank you guys for getting up with us. It is very early, but thank you for being here and listening. We do this half hour just for you guys who are up like we are. We appreciate you. A little bit of a warm-up coming here. I thought we were kind of done for the warm temperatures, but looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yeah, we might be kissing the 90s today.
I know.
Okay. I'll take it, and I think we dip down next week, though.
I was so excited because for like 1 hour, we turned the heat on in my house,
oh,
and I was so happy about it, and then now it's back to the air conditioning. It's like, oh, I get so cold.
Teasing with us. They're teasing with us, Mother Nature is. How's Matt doing? I want a Matt update. Everything that went on with him this past weekend. I know he was doing better yesterday, but how's your husband?
He's hanging in there. He's kind of, I feel bad because he's definitely not feeling 100% yet, but we're working on it. He's got, if you missed it yesterday, he had to go to the ER over the weekend because we thought he was having a heart issue of some sort, but it turns out it was a kidney stone and he was in like the worst pain. I've never seen anything take him down like that. It was wild to watch. And so he's doing better, but they gave him a lot of pain meds that I think messed him up. He's still kind of feeling just not great from those, and you know, his body kind of went through a traumatic thing.
Yeah.
So he was resting yesterday. I told him to take it easy, and you know, I can tell him to take it easy all I want, but whether or not he listens is a totally different thing.
Did they give him anything to break it up? My mom was asking last night, did they give anything to break it up, or is just they realized what it was, they tried to calm, you know, sedate him a little bit, relax him, and then just it passed naturally, or did something help break that kidney stone down to pass it easier?
No, there's nothing to break it up. It was more like they gave him that drug that will help him go to the bathroom a lot to just kind of flush it out, so he had to drink a lot. It wasn't big enough to break up. It was a good size, but it was something that could pass on its own. And so, yeah, he's just been kind of working on that. I'm hoping today is a better day. Like I said, he was kind of still not doing great yesterday, but I was excited because he has not had any sort of an appetite. So he was like, yes, I want to eat tonight. I'm hungry. And then we eat, and he like eats like 4 bites. He's like, I'm not hungry anymore. I was like, oh man, what's going on? I just feel so bad for him.
Laura got home last night. She was with a friend of hers, and she got home last night and she said, oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you this. She goes, Lee's husband was in the hospital on Sunday. I go, really? And she goes, yeah. And I go, was it kidney stone? And she goes, yes, he had kidney stones. This was just such a crazy coincidence. One of Laura's friends, her husband, had kidney stones, went down on Sunday, went to the same hospital, and everything. He got out Monday from the hospital.
That's really crazy.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, of all the places, I wonder if we crossed paths with them at some point.
One of you guys said that they had the same doctor or
yeah,
something like that.
That's crazy.
I'm like, oh, and she's like, how would you, you know, wow, it's crazy. I'm mad at him, too. It's just kind of wild how that works.
We were just, we were really grateful because the doctor, he lives in our neighborhood, and we knew he worked there, but you know, when we got there, we weren't going to be like, is so and so here? And so we go in, and he literally comes in for his shift, walks in, sees us, and was like, what are you guys doing here? We're like, well, hi. And it was so nice. And that night, he and his wife came over to the house, dropped off some homemade chicken soup
Matt,
a nice get well card. Like, it was just the nicest thing. We couldn't believe it.
That's a huge plus, having an ER doctor live in your neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
Big.
Yeah, he's like, if you need anything, just text me. We're like, oh, you do not want to throw that offer out there, but okay.
That's huge. If you know someone that works in a hospital, you go back to one, you know, in your 20s or something, you're like, hey, I know someone that works at this club or knows this. Yeah, you get us into this club. Now it's like, I know someone that works at the hospital.
Yeah, as an adult, you're like, I know a doctor.
Which is huge.
Yes, exactly. So how was your night?
It was good. I got home last night, had a nice little dinner, and worked out. Yeah, it was a good day yesterday. Can't complain.
Well, good. Well, we are ready to go. We've got a lot happening on the show this morning. We are going to get you your tickets. Win it before you can buy them to see Shakira. She is coming to Allegiant Stadium next year, and we have your tickets with a Mega Minute coming up this morning. Also, Sam Hunt tickets on the way, and tickets to see Billy Joel and Sting. It is jam-packed this morning. Let's get to it. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Insensitive by Jan Arden? Maybe you might have some advice to give. Your Pony by Ginuwine. Butterfly by Crazy Town. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Come my lady, come my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar baby. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. Do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
Okay, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is a Halloween costume that there should just not be a sexy version of? Like, it's just wrong to have a sexy version of what costume? What have you seen? I was looking at costumes last night. I saw a few that just seemed really weird. But right, that is coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Butterfly by Crazy Town is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you picked out a Halloween costume yet? Are you going to dress up this year?
I probably won't, but I will be handing out candy. So maybe last minute I'll put something together, but I haven't put any thought into anything yet.
My friend is having a party, and so last night I was like, I got to find a costume. I don't know what I'm going to be. So I was like online just looking at stuff, and I noticed something. There are far too many sexy costumes of things that are not sexy. That is what I noticed. Like, I'm the kind of costume wearer that goes with, I'm kind of like Lindsay Lohan's character on Mean Girls, where she is the one who wears the really like scary costume or the funny costume, but it is not the sexy costume. And I'm not like the plastics who wear the cute stuff. So I'm looking through stuff and everything's really sexy, and that's fine. But then I'm like, why is that a sexy costume? Like, the first one I saw was Pokemon, and I'm like, okay, typically targeted towards a younger demographic, but it was like a hot girl Pokemon. And I'm like, well, okay, Pokemon's really popular. It's not just kids. So, okay. Then I saw sexy French fries. And I was like, why are French fries sexy? like it was just the weirdest thing. Like, these
I have
fries,
to look up this outfit.
The fries were coming out of her back, and she was wearing like a garter belt and a short skirt. I'm like, why are there sexy French fries? I just didn't get it. And then the best one I saw, which I just could not believe, was sexy corn.
They're making corn sexy, huh? Is like the cob sticking out of her back again as well?
Yes, and she had like the green, part of the outside.
Oh,
around.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm like, why? Why is there a sexy corn costume? I just don't understand it. Have you seen a costume that you're like, okay, why is this sexy? Or maybe you are one of those people that likes to wear a sexy costume. What is the weirdest thing that you turned into a sexy costume? 702-364-9400.
I think anything that would dabble in something that's normally for someone that's underage, like the Girl Scout. We don't need a sexy Girl Scout. That's a little kid's thing.
Yeah.
My buddy's wife, we're talking about, we had dinner a couple weeks ago. We're talking about what their kids are going out for Halloween. And I asked them, like, do you guys dress up? And my buddy's like, no, I don't. And then his wife is like, oh, I'm going as a Girl Scout this year. And my buddy's like, yeah. And I'm like, let's step back from that situation. Like, let's step back and look at what we're doing here. It's just, I don't know. It's just, you shouldn't do that.
Certified lover boy, certified.
It's like, seriously. I did see one, though, that my buddy showed me a picture. Another friend of mine, huge Back to the Future fan. Like, just like, he's got memorabilia. He's got everything. He goes every year as Doc Brown, and his girlfriend is sexy Marty McFly. And she's got, like, that vest that he wears, and then, like, this crop top thing going on underneath, so I've seen a sexy Marty McFly before.
It's just really weird. What costume could never be sexy? There's just no way you could make it sexy. We just got this text that says, I don't think they should or could ever make a sexy Michael Myers. Yeah, how would that be sexy? Like, the mask, obviously, uh-huh, is not sexy. It's very scary. But then do you take, like, the blue jumpsuit and, like, make it a mini skirt? Or, like, sexy Freddy Krueger. Could you make... Yeah, I actually have seen that.
I've seen that, and it's very sexy.
It was like a short black skirt with the striped shirt. So I take that back. I mean, I think they can make anything. I've seen sexy Elmo, sexy Cookie Monster, sexy Bert and Ernie. I've seen like all the Sesame Street characters sexy. It's so bizarre.
We should not have sexy Bert and Ernie.
Or sexy Cord.
Or sexy Mike Myers. Oh, it's a serial killer, but you're so damn hot.
Wow, look at you.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2157.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Tuesday. It is 6:03 on October 22nd. Thank you guys so much for being here. We are getting things going. A busy show ahead. How's everyone doing this morning?
World Series starts on Friday. Let's break this down. Because people are asking me about how's it going to be in your household. Knowing that your husband, Matt, is a Dodgers fan. You are a Yankees fan. Matt has also become a Yankees fan by his association with you. But are there going to be some heads button this weekend when the World Series starts?
You know, I don't think there will be. I don't think we will be a house divided. People keep sending me that, like, the little messages like, oh, a house divided. What would? No, I don't think it's going to be that way. I'm for sure going for the Yankees and only the Yankees, although I admit that Shohei Ohtani is so likable, and so is Mookie Betts on the Dodgers. I do like them a lot, but I'm still not rooting for them. My husband, he grew up a Dodgers fan, but he kind of went to the Yankees, and I feel like he's kind of going to be on the Yankees side on this one.
Oh, you think so?
But obviously, if the Dodgers win, he's not going to be upset.
He's happy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're divided on that. But there's some homes I know. Like, Woody, is your house divided on something? Anything? I was thinking about this the other day with the upcoming election. And what if you're like on one side and your spouse is on
gosh,
the other?
I mean,
maybe someone's listening right now where that's happening. It gets so contentious between those two sides. And I wonder what is it like if you're living in a house like that where you're on one side, he's on the other, and it's just like, oh my gosh, that's got to be a true house divided.
You see, when there's just families, maybe there's an uncle that's different than this other uncle.
And it's always the uncle.
It is always the uncle. You know what? My house was divided growing up as a kid because I grew up in Philly as a Cowboys fan, and my mom was still a diehard Eagles fan, and she was cool with me. She wouldn't taunt me. It was my uncles. When we would go to my grandmother's house and the Cowboys would play in the Eagles, we'd all go over there to watch the game. My uncles from Philly were savages with me. I'm like 8-10 years old, and they're making me cry because the Cowboys were not good in the 80s. The Cowboys aren't good now, but they weren't good in the 80s.
Like, at what point were they good? Or?
That 91 to 96 range, they were good. But the Eagles were good in the 80s, and my uncles would just tear me apart, and I didn't know how to handle emotions and how to like taunt, and I just didn't know what to do, and I hated it. They were so mean to me.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's to be expected if you are living in Philadelphia, and Eagles fans or Philly fans in general are notorious for being kind of awful. I mean, they threw batteries at Santa Claus. Like, what do you?
Oh yeah, I know.
What do you expect?
I know.
Do you expect a hug? Like, oh, it's okay. You love the Cowboys. Like, really? What were you expecting?
It did toughen me up. It made me a tough kid. I'll tell you that much.
I wonder if there's like sporting house divided, politics, maybe like music. Oh, we're East Coast rap, and I'm West Coast rap. What do you do in those situations?
Is your house divided that way growing up?
No.
I know you liked a certain style of rap.
Oh, my dad just didn't like me to have rap. He would steal my CDs and hide them in the garage. Like, it was... I remember I went in there one day to look for something, and I just saw a stack of my music. I was so upset. I'm like, oh, this guy, not letting me listen to my Beastie Boys. What's going on here?
Well, maybe you were West Coast and you realized your dad was East Coast rap, but you had an issue with that.
Well, no, that's Beastie Boys is East Coast.
But what was your rap? What was it? You were more of a West Coast rap?
I'm more East Coast.
Are you East Coast?
Yeah.
So maybe he was a West Coast guy.
Yeah. I know I love Ice Cube, but at that point I was East Coast.
We've got tickets for you to go see Sam Hunt this weekend, and that's coming up here in about 10 minutes when you win Heads Up. And up next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
Elvira, you know, Mistress of the Dark, she came for Ariana Grande, and now Ariana is responding. We have details coming up in what's trending.
Win cat.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to go see Sam Hunt this weekend are coming up right after What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Ariana Grande and Elvira are trending this morning. So if you maybe you saw this story, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, she did a Q&A recently at the annual Not Scary Farm event in California, and she told a story about Ariana that it was not very flattering. She says that Ariana showed up at one of her events with 20 guests, and she asked for 21 tickets for free. And Elvira says, we gave her the tickets. She comes backstage, and she asked if I could take pictures with all of her friends and relatives she brought. I took a picture with every single one of them. I signed autographs for every single one of them. Then I say to her, can we take a photo together? And she goes, no, I really don't do that. Well, the crowd that went crazy, they booed when they heard that. And one of the moderators asked if maybe Ariana is playing the wrong witch in Wicked.
Sassy.
Yeah. So Ariana has now responded. She responded to the post that Elvira made about this on Instagram. And this is what she wrote. She wrote, I actually don't even remember getting the chance to meet you because I had an anxiety attack into my memory left before the rest of my family. This was around 7 years ago. And at the time, I was not really great with being in public crowds or loud places. But if I'm misremembering this moment, I sincerely apologize for offending you. So thank you for being so nice to my mom. She told me how lovely you were. She might have different feelings about that now, but I'll talk to her. Clearly, we all have our days. And then she ended saying, sending love always. Love you. You'll always be our queen of Halloween.
When I first saw this story, my first thought was, you just got your family and friends back there. Elvira just did 20-some pictures with your family members. You can't give her one photo?
Right.
But then you step back and look at it, and this was 7 years ago? Wasn't that around the time of the Manchester bombing at Ariana Grande's concert?
Was it? I don't know. When was that?
I believe that was 2017. So I could see where Ariana Grande might not be in the right mindset to be doing this kind of stuff. But at the same time, if you're there and you do 20 pictures of your family and friends, you should have the time to take one photo. But then I see where her mindset might not be in the right spot to be doing that kind of stuff. But that's the case. Then why are you going to these events if you're not in the right mindset to be at these spots?
Well, I mean, you can't stop living your life, you know. Mm-hmm. And in her defense, she said that she thought she had left before the rest of the family did that. So, you know, someone's not remembering this event correctly. We don't know which one it is. But anxiety, man, as someone who deals with anxiety and suffers from it, you never know when an attack's going to hit you. And I would have done the picture if I was there, and I'm Ariana. But it's hard to say how you react. Sometimes you do things that you're like, that is just so unlike me. And you look back with total regret. Like, why did I do that? But it's like, you stepped out of your body for a moment. You weren't yourself for a mm-hmm. moment, you know?
It's, and 7 years ago, like you said, Elvira's side of the story, there's Ariana Grande's side of the story, and somewhere in the middle is the truth of what happened. So we weren't there to see what happened. But yeah, wouldn't it be a wild thing if she wasn't even there? She got her family and then she took off and they didn't go down?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, and on Elvira's side, I mean, if you something like that, you would probably remember if Ariana Grande turned you down for a photo. So I don't know if that's something you misremember. So yeah, I can see both sides of it. But at the end of the day, do you accept the apology? Like she said, I sincerely apologize. I'm so sorry if that's how that went down. Do you accept it or are you like, no, you already messed up and we don't accept it? I say you accept the apology.
Oh, yeah. You know? I'm Elvira. Yeah, accept, move on and done. Be dumb. Don't fire back at her. Like, well, you were there and you didn't take the photo. Just accept and move on.
We did get a text here and it brings up an interesting point. It says, I think it's too little too late, Ariana. The only reason she put out an apology is because Elvira mentioned it and people got upset about it. Shame on you, Ariana. I don't understand why celebrities always expect free tickets and free this and that. They have plenty of money to pay for it themselves, but she asked for 20 tickets for her friends and family. And then when Elvira wanted a picture with her, she says, no, I don't do that. How ungrateful. I do agree with, why do celebrities, the ones with the most money, get everything for free?
food, everything. Comps,
it's so
meals.
Frustrating. Mm. And that's what's trending.
All right, let's do this right now. It's time for Heads Up and Caller 20. You get to play. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. You're Caller 20. You're playing Heads Up, and we got a great prize for you.
We have your tickets right now to see Sam Hunt. An evening with Sam Hunt on October 25th. That's this Friday at Blue Life Theater at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. You are in. When you win Heads Up, all you have to do is pick a category, pick your partner, get six answers in 60 seconds, and these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you play 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Nancy is Caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up? Oh, you're cutting out. Can you hear us, Nancy?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, we can hear you just barely. It's the connection's kind of bad, but let's try to get through this. We want to give you these Sam Hunt tickets. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Back to the Future, Mind Your Business, Head and Shoulders, or Foodie?
Foodie.
Foodie, it is. Food Day is on Thursday. So these are all, it's very general, but I think you can do it. They're all just different foods, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Nancy, 60 seconds on the clock. Just get six correct, and you win. And Heads Up, you start now.
You wrap a burrito up in this.
Here.
Yes. This is a type of soup, and you take the noodles and you throw them in there, and then you put the seasoning in.
Cup noodles or ramen?
Yes, ramen. This is a sour fruit. It's yellow.
Pass.
Okay. This is, I'm going to pass that one. This is a French pastry that they're very famous for. It looks like, what's that?
A Danish?
No, it's like the shape of a moon.
Pass.
Okay. This is, I'm going to pass that. This is, you might have this with gravy for breakfast. Yes. This is, raw fish, also known as.
10 seconds.
Yes. This is, a type of sandwich, a Philly what?
A Philly cheesesteak.
Yes. This is what you would put cream cheese on. Oh.
You're right there, Nancy.
Nancy,
right there.
We were so close. You passed on the sour yellow fruit was a lemon. I passed on artichoke. I didn't even know where
that's a hard one. Yeah.
A croissant was the French pastry. I passed on tilapia. I was like, I don't
where do you even start with that one?
And then the last one was bagel. Put cream cheese on it, bagel. So, Nancy, I am so sorry. That is a bummer. We were so close, but that means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Sam Hunt this Friday night over at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue, Las Vegas. Those tickets are yours coming up right now for caller 20, 702-364-9400. We are looking for our teacher of the month for October. It's hard to believe it's already here, and this is where we need your help, guys. We want to hear about those amazing teachers that are out there. It's Mercedes in the Morning's Teacher of the Month, and one lucky teacher this month is going to walk away with a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Finley Chevrolet. Another one for maybe a class party or a celebration, $150 from Silver State Schools Credit Union, and, of course, the personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies.
Nominate your teacher today at mix941.fm. It's under the contest tab. Entries, they close Friday, so get your nominations in today. Do it right now if you're by your computer. Get that in there. And a big thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. Next hour, 7:30. Don't forget, we got your tickets to go see Shakira. Those are yours when you conquer the Mega Minute.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Fans have been remembering Liam Payne by listening to his music on repeat with streams for One Direction and his solo work, seeing a huge spike following his death. Liam Payne fell from a hotel balcony last week, and his music Gosh, they got up to 4.7 million listeners on Spotify.
Wow.
That's where it started, and it went up to 8 million monthly listeners. His single, Strip That Down, which is a great song, that has gained roughly 800,000 more streams following the news of his passing. I've been hearing this song a lot more, people playing it. I forgot what a great song this was. And it's just such a shame that it's like, now that he's passed, like, everyone's
well, see, that was so many artists. It was the country singer, and this is an older singer, but Kris Kristofferson passed away like 3 weeks ago, and he was, I think, his late 70s, maybe early 80s. And same thing with his stream skyrocketed by millions the week after he passed away, which is nice to see a new audience becoming familiar with his music. But at the same time, it's like, maybe it was too bad when they're not getting the praise when they're alive.
Yeah, One Direction saw about 8 million more monthly listeners, as well as the band's top songs like Night Changes, Story of My Life, What Makes You Beautiful. They've gotten millions of more streams as well. So coming up next hour, we'll have the latest on the investigation into his untimely death. We'll get you more details on that. Also this morning, ahead of next month's release of the musical Wicked, starring Ariana Grande as Glinda the Good Witch and Cynthia Erivo as the Wicked Witch of the West, Starbucks is releasing a pair of drinks inspired by the movie, and they're available starting today. The rumors were going around, but it is confirmed. Glinda's Pink Potion is one of the drinks that you can get. It features a fruity pink combination of dragon fruit and coconut milk. And then Elphaba's Cold Brew is a peppermint cold brew with a green-hued matcha-flavored cold foam. Alongside the drinks, they're going to have themed merchandise like mugs, tumblers, gift cards that are Wicked-themed. Starbucks, just the latest brand to jump on the Wicked bandwagon following Walmart and Target, introducing products inspired by the movie.
They look cool.
They do.
The pictures look really cool.
I want to try the Elphaba one. I think the pink one looks really pretty, but I think it would just be too sweet for me. But I really want to try the cold brew. That looks really
good. It does,
good.
Yeah. It's a nice setup. That's cool.
All right. Finally, this morning, typos, thanks to some sloppy merch designs, kind of left people with a bad feeling after attending this year's When We Were Young Festival here in Las Vegas. A lot of the designs of the official merch for the event were riddled with band name typos, and multiple users are posting these on Reddit. This year's edition of the annual celebration of all things emo and pop punk took place over the weekend at the Las Vegas Festival grounds. My Chemical Romance, Fall Out Boy, Taking Back Sunday, they're just some of the big bands that were there. Well, at least three of the featured designs were impacted by these typos. If you look at some of the designs, you'll see they called the All American Rejects the All Immersive Rejects.
Oh, oops.
Newfound Glory was listed as New and Glory. And We Are in the Crowd was listed as, We Are the In Crowd was listed as We Are in the Crowd. Sleeping with Sirens, that was Sleeping with Syrians. And these are just a few of them. There's so many, like, I can't even count them. Various concert goers over online just expressing their whole shock about it. Like, did someone give the approval on these? What's going on? More surprising was there were different band name typos found on different designs, and so it was just a mess. The merch available outside the fairgrounds did not have the same issues. The bootleg merch.
Oh, the illegal merch? Yeah.
That was spelled correctly, but it was the official merch that had all the typos.
It's a collector's item now.
Yeah, exactly.
You got your favorite band wrong. 7 o'clock hour, lots happening, including Shakira. We have your tickets to go see Shakira at 7:30 when you conquered the Mega Minutes.
All right, coming up next, have you gone into labor and had a baby in a place other than like your home or a hospital? A baby was born in this place and now is being honored with a very special, I guess, ode to them because of where they were born. We're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I think this story is so wild. Has anyone ever been born or had a child in a place that was not made for having children? This baby was born in the parking lot of his parents' favorite microbrewery in Michigan. And now he has been named after the business. Aaron and Kyle Baker, they were on their way to the hospital on the baby's due date when they realized they weren't going to make it in time. So they called an ambulance. They pulled over into the parking lot at One Well Brewing. And that just happens to be their favorite microbrewery. And their baby was born just minutes later. They named him Forrest Wells Baker. They said, we had been joking that Forrest just wanted to swing by for a quick beer on the way to the hospital, just like his dad would. And they said when people first heard, everybody thought that they were just sitting in there having a beer and then she went into labor. That was not the case. They were on the way. Well, the One Well Brewing Company, they celebrated Forrest's birth by coming up with a new blood orange blonde ale, which his parents were invited to come help mix, and the beer, which they named Special Delivery. They are going to tap that later this month. It's a nice little ode to the baby.
You hear of these stories. Anyone actually in, I've never spoken to someone in that situation, but you hear of these stories happening all the time. Something like this. When I was in Washington, D.C., there was someone gave birth on the metro system. It's the subway system in Washington, D.C. The woman she gave birth. It was during rush hour traffic. It was a huge thing. You hear about these stories in the news and read about them, but I've never spoken to someone that has done that, actually has given birth in a unique place like this.
Were you born somewhere really unique, somewhere that most people would never ever be born, or did you go into labor and have a baby somewhere other than your home, maybe, or your hospital? 702-364-9400. We want to hear from you. Rachel, good morning. What happened?
Good morning. So growing up in high school, I had a friend, and we grew up in a small town, Big Bear. So back in that day, it was the last year you can actually deliver up in that mountain. So you'd have to drive down the mountain to deliver. So on his way down, well, his parents' way down the mountain, he actually decided to come like right then and there. So his dad had to pull over on the side of the mountain, of the road, and help deliver the baby. And of course, they called, you know, ambulance and stuff like that, but I mean,
did they get there in time to help? Did the ambulance, were they able to be of any assistance?
They weren't. They got there as they were already holding the baby.
Oh, or
they were already
holding him. That is so wild. I think I would go into panic mode, but maybe it's like you just know what to do when
you're faced with that situation. Yeah.
Who else has had an experience like that? We want to hear from you. We're getting some texts here. Savannah said recently someone gave birth to their baby inside of an Amazon warehouse. Can you imagine? You like get your package and there's like remnants.
I ordered sheets. What is this?
Teresa says, my mom did. I was born on the Hollywood freeway in the backseat of a station wagon.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, impressive. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about this baby that was born in a microbrewery parking lot, and he was honored with a special beer named after him. The baby was born to Aaron and Kyle Baker. It was born in the parking lot of the One Well Brewing Company, and so they named their baby Forrest Wells after the One Well Brewing Company. And we want to know, like, where have you been born that wasn't a hospital, or where have you gone into labor that wasn't a hospital or home? Someplace odd. We got a text here. It says, my niece wasn't born there, but my sister-in-law's water broke 5 minutes into the tram ride at the San Diego Animal Park. There's no way off once the tram takes off. My brother was a basket case for the next 45 minutes. We also got a text from Teresa that we talked about being born on the Hollywood freeway. She's on the phone. Hi, Teresa.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, what happened to you?
So, funny story, my mom was waiting out, you know, the labor contractions, and she told my dad, okay, I think it's time. So by the time that they get into my dad's station wagon and they start driving to the hospital, I literally was born halfway there on the backseat of the car, of the station wagon, with my grandmother there, and my dad freaking out, panicking. The newscast got there, they took video and pictures and made it to the front page of the newspaper, and I still have the clippings of the newspaper.
Wow, that is, you like went down in history. That's pretty impressive. And I mean, obviously everything was okay. Did your dad ever calm down?
she did. You know what? Thankfully, California Highway Patrol ended up passing by at that time, and he actually cut my cord.
Are you?
Your dad did?
No, the freeway.
The police, the highway patrol.
This is like an episode of Chips from back in the day. This is incredible,
that
Teresa.
That is amazing. We want to see the clips. You got to send us clips of you being in the daily paper. That's pretty impressive. Wow. Someone just texted, imagine not being born in the hospital and saving so much money on your bill. Seriously, I never even thought of that.
Very smart parents, Teresa. Shakira has already sold out 18 stadium shows in 2025. She's now coming to Allegiant Stadium. You will be there. We've got your tickets here in just about 7 minutes.
There's an airport in New Zealand, and they're in the news right now because they just adopted this new hugging policy. So, you know, when you're dropping someone off at the airport and you get out and you give them a big hug while you're there, pulled over and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, now they have limited farewell hugs to 3 minutes max. There's a sign that got put up. It said, max hug time, 3 minutes. For fonder farewells, please use the car park. And they're doing it to help with the traffic around the airport and limit how long people hang out in the drop-off lane. And it's just, it's funny because the internet is really divided on whether this is a good policy or not. I'll be honest, when I saw this, I'm thinking, people spend 3 minutes hugging their loved ones goodbye. I'm usually like, bye. Get out of the car. I'll give them a little hug in the car, and I'm like, bye.
Are there actually people hugging for the full 3 minutes? Or they're saying this is just the overall get out, give you a hug, give you a kiss, I'll see you, enjoy the trip, quick photo before you leave. You got 3 minutes to do all that
stuff.
I'm
guessing it's even longer, because why would they limit it to 3 minutes unless someone is abusing the system here? What is your whole take on that? And then also, does anyone do that? Do you hug for 3 minutes? I feel terrible. I'm basically just slowing down and telling you to get out and then keep going.
You don't get out or give a quick hug or a kiss?
I do, but I do it in the car. I don't get out of the car to do it. If it's my mom, I will get out so I can get her suitcase for her to take it out. And then I give her a hug, but it's like a quick thing. Plus, I'm telling you, and I know they have a job to do, so I'm not coming down on you for doing your job, but you guys are very aggressive. It's the people that yell at you for stopping there at the airport. Those people, I will literally get out of the car, grab my mom's suitcase. You're out of move! And I'm just like, just give me 1 second. I just got her suitcase, please. And they start screaming at you. Does anyone else feel like that is one of the most aggressive jobs out there? I don't know. It's like, I get scared. So I just am like, okay, love you, bye, you know?
I do the same thing with Laura. I'll get out because I'm getting her bag out too. So I'll get her bag out, put her bag on the curb, give her a quick hug, quick kiss. Love you. Bye. Enjoy your trip. So that's maybe 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds top. I don't think I've ever given my wife. Have you ever given Matt a 3 minute hug?
No.
I've never given Laura a let's hug for a full 3 minutes.
Coco, good morning. What do you think about this airport hugging policy?
Honestly, if it's going to be 3 minutes, hug them at home before you leave.
Yeah, like we're gonna say goodbye now, but let's go get in the car and give them a hug. I actually agree with that. You know where they need to adopt this policy is the school drop-off lane. That is a mess. I remember my husband would send me pictures all the time of people just sitting there talking to their kid, fixing their hair. And it's like, look, everyone needs to get in and out. Like, this one needs to be very streamlined to get the kids in school. And people would double park and be like, oh, I don't want to wait in this lane. I'll create my own lane and I'll go up and then I'll get out and I'll fix Timmy's hair and I'll make sure everything's in his lunch. And like, that's where they need to adopt a 3 minute, I'd say 2 minute ban. At the school pickup.
I'd go 60 off. Seconds. You're doing that every single day. You have that long routine, a song and dance where we're fixing the kid's hair, a 60 second hug. That's way too long. That's got to be a fast in and out. Drop the kid off and get out.
It's a free for all. And pickup is just as bad. When I would do pickups, I would get trapped because I would go in the regular pickup lane. Mm-hmm. And then people would come on the side of me and create their own pickup lane. And so I get my kid and I can't go anywhere. I'm trapped. They're like double parked and trap me in. And then I'll say something like, I need to get out. And they'll just be like, just one minute. I'm like, no, why are you, the rules obviously don't apply to you, right?
The pickup lane is literally the Wild West out there.
It is awful.
It's madness out there. Shakira tickets coming up next.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Krishna, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo!
Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute for Shakira tickets?
Well, I think it depends on what questions you chose.
Oh, gosh.
I'm ready.
Just so you know, I don't choose the questions. I see them for the first time, like right before the Mega Minute. I kind of go through them to see if there are questions I could answer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, but I think you can do this. I really do, Krishna. I think you'll be able to get this.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Krishna, you know the rules. 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 questions correct. You can pass on a question, or if you get one wrong, don't stress it. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And Krishna, the Mega Minute, you start now.
Who is the villain in the Halloween movies?
Freddy Krueger.
No. What car is featured as a time machine in the Back to the Future movies?
The DeLorean.
Yes.
Mike Myers.
Yes. Okay. Where is your hippocampus located in the body?
The brain.
Yes. Which Disney princess is known for her yellow dress?
Belle.
Yes. What was Princess Leia's famous hairstyle?
The buns on her ears.
Yes. What is the name of the largest rainforest in the world?
The Amazon.
Yes. Which singer is featured on the song Hips Don't Lie with Shakira?
Oh, pass.
In what decade does the show Stranger Things take place?
The 80s.
Yes. What is the capital of Egypt?
Cairo.
Yes. Nick Cannon is the host of which singing show?
The Masked Singer.
Yes. Which singer is featured on the song Hips Don't Lie with Shakira?
Dang it.
Man, you had time to spare too. I thought you would get it. Oh, that's tough. It's Wyclef Jean.
Oh, yes.
Shakira.
You'll never forget it now, Krishna.
I know.
So
exactly.
Close.
Krishna, you did such a good job on those. She was just like, boom, boom, boom. But
how do you know what a hippocampus is?
The hippocampus is in your brain. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the hippocampus? Is it next to the UNLV campus?
No, the hippocampus is in your brain.
Now I know.
Yeah, you learned something new. The Mega Minute, it's a learning experience for all of us. So, Krishna, valiant effort. We're really proud of you. I'm sorry it didn't work out. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets, two of them, to see Shakira, where she will probably sing that song with Wyclef Jean. She's coming to Allegiant on June 28th. Your tickets right now for caller 20, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The death of Liam Payne has opened a much bigger probe into the person that possibly supplied the drugs that were found in the One Direction member system. TMZ is saying that law enforcement sources say they're focusing on one hotel employee who they suspect might have supplied the late singer with anti-anxiety meds allegedly found in his room. The source added that they want to know if the employee supplied Liam with any of the drugs found in his system. Pink cocaine was found in Liam Payne's system when he died. I'm not well versed in the drug universe. I was like, what even is that? There's not really necessarily cocaine in pink cocaine. They say it's a mixture that generally includes meth, ketamine, and Molly. So,
whoa, that's a heavy combination.
Yeah, I was reading an interview with Lamar Odom this morning, and he really found himself in a bad place with his drug use. And he said that in his experience, sometimes he would hear voices saying things to him, and he was wondering if maybe that was something that happened with Liam.
You talked about the drugs he's on, you can hallucinate and do things, and it sounds like it was in a drug-induced rage when all that stuff went down, which is just absolutely, the whole situation, it's sad. But I think if he wasn't in that state of mind or not on those drugs, he'd be here today.
Yeah, it's just so sad. So we'll keep you posted on that. Also this morning, ready or not, daylight savings time. It ends next week. The biannual changing of the clocks happens on November 3rd when we fall back to standard time. We do it every fall and then change them again in the spring, just preparing for the time adjustment, though. That leaves 40% of Americans feeling a sense of dread. This feeling is so widespread that they even have a name for it. They call it the daylight saving scaries, where 2 in 5 Americans experience this, and it lasts a lot longer than the day before and the day after the clocks change. Research finds that the sense of dread kicks off an average of 11 days ahead of the switch, and it doesn't end until about 13 days later. So tomorrow is when it's going to really kick in for us, where we start dreading it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already dreading it. I wish we could just do away with the daylight saving time here in Nevada. Let's be like Arizona. They don't deal with it. Let's just stay on the same time. I don't understand why we're still doing this.
It's just a whole mindset for me, because when it starts to get dark out, I feel like I need to get home and start getting ready for work. You go to June, July, when it's light out to 8 o'clock at night, 8:30, I'm getting so much more done. I'm so much more productive with my day, working out later. I mean, I just do more with my life. Last night, it's like 5:30, it's getting dark. I'm like, oh, I got to finish out my workout and get inside and get dinner. I'm like, it's only 5:30. It's still early.
I don't even care about getting stuff done. Like that's seriously the last of my worries. I just don't like screwing up my body clock. And that 1 hour does it for me.
It's just the hour.
It messes me up. All right. Finally, this morning, Blackpink's Rosé has been killing it as a solo artist with her latest single, APT. It features Bruno Mars. And it just achieved a major milestone in the United States on Spotify. APT, it climbed to the number one spot on the U.S. chart with over 1.5 million daily streams, making Rosé the first female K-pop soloist in history to top the chart. It was released on the 18th, and the single has received just widespread praise. A lot of K-pop fans are calling it the best solo track by any Blackpink member so far. I especially love that. So Lisa, the four members of Blackpink, if you're not familiar, are Rosé, Lisa, Jennie, and Jisoo.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennie and Lisa both came out with singles recently, and they're beautiful songs. They're fun songs, and they have really intense like choreography to go with them. And then Rosé comes out with APT, and it's literally just it's the easiest choreography. That's my entire For You page on TikTok, is this song. People doing the dance. Now people learning the drinking game that goes around with it. It's really funny.
Because the drinking game is your hands are, everyone in the room, their hands are stacked, right?
Yeah. So at the beginning of the song, you'll hear her be like, game starts. And then that's when you put your, someone says a number, like, here, let me play.
Game start.
And then that's when someone says a number like 16, and then we all put our hands in. So we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and whoever is the top hand on 16, they have to do a shot.
Oh, they got to do a shot, and yeah. Then you do it all over again, call it a number, and tap your hands up top. Whoever's on top does the shot.
Exactly.
And Bruno Mars was saying he was hammered after playing for the first time.
I love seeing them doing all their videos together. They are having the best time. So there you go.
You talked about this video that you saw, this insurance scam video. I saw this thing this morning. This thing, I think we need to get back into this, because this video is wild.
Well, I'm telling you, I am now getting a dash cam. I am going to purchase a dash cam because of this scam that has gone viral. Have you ever been scammed? Have you ever been the victim of a scam? Or maybe you were almost the victim of a scam. If you missed this one, you might want to be buying a dash cam too. We're going to talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I'm ordering a dash cam. I'm getting a dash cam. I am going to protect myself. Have you guys seen that viral video that's going around? We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but if you missed it, this dash cam video that was captured on the Belt Parkway in Queens, it's gone viral, and it shows a staged crash that involves this Honda Accord. And they have an accomplice that is actually behind the victim's car in this red Kia, I believe. And it's now showing how prevalent insurance fraud can be. So basically, the video begins with this woman driving her car, and this Honda Accord cuts her off. It makes her slam on the brakes. And then right after that, the Accord reverses and backs into her and then moves forward. And they said, oh, you hit us. And it was apparent she did not. This was a scam. There's like this trash bag in the back window that they had up. There was a guy driving the car, but then the trash bag accidentally fell and you see them all switching seats. And then this woman gets out and says she was driving the car. The dude who is driving gets in the red Kia that was behind them and drives off. Like, it's a whole thing. I saw this and it absolutely terrified me.
And thankfully she had this dash cam, because then you hear the couple inside the SUV that was involved in the accident. And she's saying, at first she thought it was some kind of road rage incident. Like, she didn't remember cutting this person off. Is this a road rage thing? Then they still got out and started treating it like a regular accident, exchanging insurance information and everything. It's crazy to see this whole thing happen. They slide in front, slam the brakes, and boom, just go in reverse.
And it happens all the time. These people, there's another video that came out of them doing it to someone else. This time the person actually hit them, because when they slammed on the brakes, they weren't able to stop.
They got
them
the first time then, okay.
But have you ever been the victim of a scam, or did you see that video and now you're like, okay, I'm buying a dash cam too? What was the scam that you fell victim to? Kelly, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. Years ago, I was at the mall, and it was one of those little kiosks selling curling irons, hair products, and they call me over, and they're like, oh my gosh, your hair is so beautiful. Would you like me to curl it for you? And I'm like, oh, that would be great. Let's see how it works. Well, they get halfway through, and then they look at me, and they're like, okay, it's going to be $100 for me to do the rest of your hair.
Oh my gosh. Those people have offered me before too, and I always like, no thank you, walk away. I had no idea, because you don't want to walk around with your half curled hair.
Half head.
Yep, I did. I did not have the $100.
Wow, that is so awful. Keep that in mind, people. Yeah, let this serve as a warning of some of the scams that are out there. Kelly, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Who has fallen for a scam? 702-364-9400. We have Haley waiting to tell us about her coworker, how they got scammed of $10,000. Wait until you hear what happened. We'll take her call and more of yours at 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey, we are talking about scams you fell for, and we're talking about that viral video of that car that backed into the other car on the freeway and said, oh, you hit us. Now, you work for an insurance agency, right?
I do.
And talk to us about something like this.
So I'm on the same page as you. I recommend a dash cam to everybody. Just because in kind of accents like that, if you don't have one, it's basically going to be considered word versus word. And majority of the time, it's going to fall on the person who rear-ended the one in front of them. And majority of the time, it's really not the case. And with insurance fraud, it's something that I recommend to everybody who calls in and asks about dash cams, just because it helps in this kind of situation.
Because who's going to believe that, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh no, they stopped in front of me. Then they backed into me on the freeway. No one's going to buy that story. That's why they win.
Right. And a lot of times people don't stand around and wait for like being witnesses. So if you don't have anyone saying, oh yeah, I saw the incident happen and this is what happened, people aren't going to stop and give their opinions on it. They're just going to keep driving. So I recommend a dash cam to everybody, including my family.
Wow, that's really interesting to see. Are you seeing a rise in insurance fraud?
Yeah, especially with the economy how it is. People are just trying to look for a fast payday. So, and insurance, it's the easiest way to pretty much get, you know, money.
Wow, Brittany, thank you so much. Great insight. We appreciate it. Haley, thank you for holding. We have been waiting to talk to you. You have a coworker that was a victim of a scam. What happened?
So she met this guy online that posed as an offshore oil digger, driller, whatever. And over the months, he gained her trust. He said he was out of the country working, and he said one day he was going to come visit her. Told her he loved her over a course of a few months, and then suddenly he didn't have access to his bank account. So if she could send him some money, and it happened week after week after week. it got so bad and that everyone kept telling her that it was a scam and she didn't believe us. Our boss had to pull her into the office and explain to her what catfishing was.
I just don't understand. Like, when someone asks me for money online that I don't know, that immediately ring, like, bells go off, like, scam, scam, right. Scam. Like, I don't understand how you could not believe that.
You know, love is blind, right?
Right. Well,
what did she do when she realized that she was being scammed? How did she feel after the fact when your boss finally, you know, shook some sense in her?
Well, she didn't believe him either. She was just really upset that we were accusing her quote-unquote boyfriend of scamming her. And I think after she realized that he wasn't real, she just felt really embarrassed.
Was there like a confession from him or did he ghost her? How did that end?
Oh, he totally ghosted her because supposedly he was going to come to Vegas for a week. And then never showed up and, like, just completely ghosted her.
Oh, gosh. Poor thing. How much did she lose in total?
You know, it could be $10,000. It could be even more. I just kept hearing stories on how much she was giving him and never really kept the total.
Oh,
oh my gosh,
gosh.
That's sad.
Wish we could have a dash cam for that.
Right?
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Tierra, you're caller 20.
Woo! Woo!
Let's play some Heads Up. We have these Billy Joel and Sting tickets for you. I need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with United Nations, Hollywood Horror, or sorry, Halloween Horror, Piano Man, or Apple a Day?
Let's do Halloween Horror.
All right. National Horror Movie Day is tomorrow. So these are all very popular horror movies, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes.
All right.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And Heads Up, it starts now.
This is the movie with Michael Myers in it.
Friday?
This is the movie with Michael Myers. It happens on October 31st.
Halloween?
Yes. This is the movie with Leatherface, and he goes around with this...
Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes. This is the movie with, oh gosh, I forget her name. She her hair is in her face, and she comes out of the TV.
Grudge.
Oh, wait. I think it's the wrong one. Never mind. Hey, this is what you wear on your finger when you get married. It's called...
A ring.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This is Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger. Scissor hands.
No, let's pass on that. This is the movie where the woman gets the blood dumped on her as she wins prom queen.
Scary.
Yes. This is the one with Pennywise. The movie with Pennywise.
It.
Yes. This is what your kid just did. It's a loud.
Scream.
Yes.
Oh my
scream.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's got to be the best clue in the history of Heads Up right
that
there.
That was the best assist
no,
I've ever
you.
Received.
Thank you, my baby.
That's amazing. Congratulations. You're a winner, Tierra.
I'm so excited.
We're excited for you. Tickets to go see Billy Joel and Sting at Allegiant Stadium. That's coming up in a couple weeks right after Halloween on November 9th. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. My family's doing a horror theme for Halloween costume this year.
Oh, now you're all set. You've got some great ideas there. I love it. Nice job, Tierra. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And we'll have more of these tickets to go see Billy Joel and Sting tomorrow morning, 8:25 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. I
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Attorneys filed a wave of 7 new civil lawsuits against entertainment mogul Sean Diddy Combs this weekend, including one plaintiff who charged that the music executives sexually assaulted her at a house party when she was 13 years old. Yeah, in the lawsuit involving the underage rape allegation, the plaintiff said she was 13 when she met him in 2000. The woman who was not named said she tried and failed to get into the MTV Video Music Awards at Radio City Music Hall in New York City, but a limo driver with Combs invited her to an after party. So the plaintiff said she was given a spiked drink at the party and then was sexually assaulted in a bedroom by Combs and an unnamed celebrity, while another unnamed female celebrity watched. The lawsuit and six others were filed by the attorneys this weekend.
Unnamed because she refused to name them, or unnamed right now? They're not releasing the names of these celebrities.
I'm not sure. I think that I think they're keeping them under wraps right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she probably knew who they were, but I don't think they're naming them in the lawsuits at this point.
Do you think the names will come out? Because there's a lot of talk about all these names that are being mentioned in books and everything else. Do you think names will come out once this thing hits trial?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would think so, and I would certainly hope so, because I think everyone that is involved needs to be held accountable. But at the same time, I felt like some of the names would have been out by now. And so I'm unsure, like, who's paying for protection here? You know, they're saying, oh, this video of so-and-so just sold for $12 million, so it doesn't see the light of day. And it's like, how much of that is going on in the background? Like, the whole situation is so shady to me, and I don't like it. And I feel like a lot of people are going to go unpunished in this situation.
I think so. And I didn't follow this at all, but people mentioned wasn't there an Epstein list with names on this list? But names never came out, correct?
Yeah, but they said they would, but they never did, I guess.
And Epstein died. Did he have something to do with
quote
that
unquote,
as well?
Quote, died.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, they're saying he's alive?
No.
Oh, he's murdered.
Right. Uh-huh. So he supposedly killed himself.
Oh.
But then they're like, did he? No pun intended here, but anyway.
I'm not like laughing the whole situation. Yeah, exactly. I'm just like laughing at the pun right there.
Also this morning, Walmart, they're announcing the return of their inflation-free meal deal through the holidays. This deal is, I guess people swear by it. They say you're not going to find a better one. It's being released earlier this year, and it's at a lower price. So the deal offers 29 items, 29, and includes turkey, sides, dessert. It's going to serve 8 people at a cost of about $52.
That's huge.
Like, literally, you buy a Starbucks and a bagel on an app, and between delivery fees and tips, it's more than $52. Yeah. It's crazy. Meals can be gifted to friends or family or donated to the Salvation Army, and items are going to be listed on the walmart.com/Thanksgiving link if you want to check that out. The offer is going to run through December 24th, and this comes on the heels of Aldi. They're offering all their items for Thanksgiving for $47, and that feeds 10. So some good deals out there for Thanksgiving, for sure.
That's awesome. They can even hold the turkey for all I care.
Exactly.
That's like the
sides. Finally, this morning, I guess that you can put anyone in this category. There are people who would lie and cheat and steal just to see Taylor Swift. A 44-year-old man in Florida got arrested on Friday for posing as a security guard to get into a Taylor Swift show near Miami. His name is Ivan Mariotti, and actual security guards called the police after they saw him down near the floor area. So I'd say those were pretty decent seats there. He was in a suit with a badge around his neck, and he told the cops he'd been hired by 4 women to escort them to the Eras Tour show, but he didn't have a ticket. So cops talked to the women, who confirmed they did pay him to drive them there, but they didn't hire him for security, and they did not know why he had a badge. He's listed as a rideshare driver in the police report, and he's facing charges for impersonating an officer and interfering with a sports or entertainment event.
Have you ever tried to sneak in any place like that, and when you do it with a clever way to get inside someplace?
So this happened. It was kind of on accident, but I probably shouldn't admit to it. But so when I go to my daughter's volleyball games, you have to pay $5 to get in. And mm-hmm. It was one of the first games of the season. It was an away game, which, by the way, it's our final away game tonight. So it's going to be my final playlist to judge in the Mercedes volleyball warm-up playlist contest, and right now Arborview is winning. So.
Oh, you'll have to do it then tomorrow. We'll have the season will be over, like the official rankings, like the
yeah.
top 5.
It's so funny because over the weekend I was at my daughter's volleyball tournament, and the coach from Durango, he goes, thanks for the shout out on the radio. And I turn and I look at him. He goes, thanks for ranking us so high on the warm up playlist. I was like, oh, thanks. I think you guys are at number 2. He's like, yeah, Arborview got us. I was like, oh, man. But I go, you guys are still really good.
Official rankings, and it'll come out tomorrow. And the last week's got panned, right?
Yeah, it wasn't very
good. You got to say what the school was.
It was Desert Oasis.
Desert Oasis.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have one for the JV team, which marked them down. And then when they did, it was very low. And it was like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like it was very motivational.
Would you allow them for redemption? Maybe someone from Desert Oasis calls the show at some point and says, hey, you know, we'd like to redeem ourselves. These would be our three songs we'd play for you.
I'm always up for that. But tonight, yeah, this is a school we haven't been to all season. So I'm excited to see
what they play tomorrow. Okay,
anyway, so what'd you do? What was I talking about?
Sneaking in somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So it was one of the first games of the season. And there's an app you use to buy your tickets. And so it was the first game. Nobody was really familiar with the app. You had to hit the QR code. And so we go, and we got there so early that they hadn't quite set up yet to take the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So they were still putting the table, and Matt and I walk through, and I go, just keep walking. And he's like, we gotta pay. I go, just keep walking. And we just walked right in. Okay. I was like, I told him, I go, if you act like you know where you're going, no one will bother you. And he's like, I feel bad. And I was like, so do I. I felt really bad about it.
Score, you saved 10 bucks. You kidding me?
It's true. It's true.
And then you rate the score poorly on their music taste.
They were actually pretty decent.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like that was the perfect song to play for what we're about to talk about. What is my age again?
I said something to my wife, and my wife said that I am out of touch with Gen Z, with a phrase that I used.
Gosh, which one? No. I can't wait to hear which one she selected.
But then my buddy did something which I think is more way out of touch than what I said.
Okay, what
so
is it?
So we, Laura and Matt were on the show. When were they on the show? On Friday, talking about the annoying habits that we have.
How we're so annoying to be married to. Yes. Which is valid.
Yeah, true, yes. And Laura had mentioned my toenails and that I had a pedicure done 2 months ago and I need to cut my toenails. And we were talking about that. We were out at the barn over the weekend, and there were some of her girlfriends out there that are in their early 20s who also ride horses. And Laura brought that up. And I made the comment. I go, yeah. No, I said to Laura, I go, my toenails are not that bad. It's not like I have Howard Hughes nails or something like that. And Laura goes, what?
What does that even mean?
I go, it's not like I have Howard Hughes nails. And the girls, the Gen Z girls are like, huh?
I think everyone's sitting here saying, huh?
No one gets that reference to
what
Howard.
What does that even mean? What does Howard Hughes nails have to do with anything?
Howard Hughes, when he went into...
I know who Howard Hughes is.
When he went into hiding in hibernation, staying in the Desert Inn, lived in there for months. And he never cut his fingernails or toenails. And they were super, super long. He had these super long toenails and fingernails.
Wait, is he that guy that I saw in the Guinness Book of World Records? Is that Howard Hughes?
With the ones curling around?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Howard Hughes.
I don't know if that is common knowledge. I've never heard any sort of reference to Howard Hughes. I heard he was a recluse.
Yes.
I've heard that he did not want to see anyone.
He peed in bottles.
Okay, that I did not know either. But who knows about his fingernails? So that is dated.
He never cut his fingernails. They were super, super long. Does anybody get that reference? 702-364-9400.
We'll wait.
I think the phones are broken, Steph.
Hello? Steph, have you ever heard of that reference before?
I don't even know who Howard Hughes is. I had to look him up.
He used to own the Desert Inn, right?
Yeah, a bunch of property in town.
Okay.
Summerlin is named after his grandmother.
Now, I'm looking at photos of him with his nails, and they look like the nails that people would grow out on their pinkies, and they allegedly would use them to
cook
the boogers.
Oh,
wow! I didn't know about the coke nail. I was thinking pink and boogers.
I always heard about the coke nail.
I learn something new every day on this show.
That's just a legend, okay?
Gotcha.
If you're doing cocaine, would you grow your fingernail out like that?
That's disgusting.
Like, hey, so I do cocaine.
Yeah, I know, but like that is. She's right. It's either for that or it's for picking your nose. Is there an outdated phrase that you use, Tammy? Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the outdated phrase or expression you still use today?
Okay, so my best friend, his name is Colt. He's 26, so he's Gen Z all the way. We were out at a bar one night talking about some other guy who was making a big deal out of nothing. So the older ones of us, I went, oh, my God, this guy acts like it's Y2K or something. And Colt looks at me with the most confused face and goes, Y2 what?
That's only 24 years ago. What's going on?
I mean, he has no idea and still laughs about it because he still doesn't grasp the idea of Y2K.
Oh, that was so funny.
The world was going to end at midnight, New Year's Eve.
Amy, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, we're talking about outdated phrases, and have you ever heard the stories about Howard Hughes' fingernails?
Not specifically about his fingernails, but my grandmother dated him in the 40s. My great aunt lived out here in Vegas way back in the day, and my grandma came to visit. She actually dated him, and she would tell us stories about how eccentric he was. Like, they would have dinner, and it would be, like, you know, this, like, 50-seat person table, and it would just be the two of them. And he would get really angry at the servants and, like, throw food at them and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
She couldn't handle it, and so she, you know, that didn't work out. And, of course, she wasn't in the movie or anything, but, you know, I always have that story to tell.
Yeah, if anyone wants to know more about Howard Hughes, the movie is called The Aviator. I remember seeing it a long time ago. Leonardo DiCaprio plays Howard Hughes in it. Thanks. That's so interesting, Amy. Rebecca, is there an outdated phrase that you still use?
My family, and it's really funny because now my kids have picked up on it, but it's the, oh my God, Becky, look at her butt.
Oh my gosh, my kids think that's only from a Nicki Minaj song.
Oh, my kids think it's from the Sting 2 movie.
Oh. Same, basically.
Okay, so no one called on the Howard Hughes friggin' nails.
But you're getting support on our text line, so there's that. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here. If you missed anything from the show today, download the podcast. It is free. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Great way to catch up on the show. And also, download that Odyssey app. You definitely want to get that. You can listen to Mix 94.1 wherever you go. That is Audacy. We are headed out. Steph is actually going to hang out and get you through your work day, so keep it right here. And right now it's time for the line of the day.
This morning I made a reference to Howard Hughes and his long fingernails, which sparked a very some very interesting comments.
Hello? Steph, have you ever heard of that reference before?
I don't even know who Howard Hughes is. I had to look him up.
He used to own the Desert Inn, right?
Yeah, a bunch of property in town.
Okay.
Summerlin is named after his grandmother.
Now, I'm looking at photos of him with his nails, and they look like the nails that people would grow out on their pinkies, and they allegedly would use them to
the coke
their
nail? Oh, the coke.
Wow! I did not want the coke nail. I was thinking picking boogers.
I always heard about the coke nail.
Interesting.
I did look up his nails, man. Now I have inspo for my next manicure.
Give me the Hughes.
I want one of these.
Give me the Howard Hughes. That'll do it for show number 2157 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.